A ground-edge axe discovered in Western Australia's Windjana National Park made news around the world when it was found to be the oldest known stone axe. Dating back 46,000 years, the axe predates its European counterparts by over 30,000 years. But beyond the headlines, this axe could wield the power to challenge colonial myths about Aboriginal Australian innovation and complexity. Taken from a documentary from the 1950s, this is a typical depiction of Aboriginal Australian cultures.
The Aborigines are perhaps the most primitive people in the world. In their native state, they do not till the soil, build dwellings, or even wear clothes.
It's a crude stereotype archaeologists like Professor Peter Hiscock are on a mission to debunk.
So in the 19th century, the view used to be that everyone was progressing along the same ladder of cultural evolution, that everyone, should they reach the pinnacle evolution, would look like civilised British gentlemen. And when people looked at landscapes such as the Australian landscape and looked at the way people operated in them, all they saw were the things that weren't like British society.
The Sydney University lecturer is a stone tool expert who was part of the team that dated the world's oldest ground edge axe. He hopes that this axe, the size of a thumbnail, will mount a huge challenge against the myth of primitive prehistoric cultures, both in Australia and around the world.
This axe is part of a really complex technology. It's a technology which is multi-purpose, highly effective, able to be used in an environment where you couldn't predict where resources were. And so if you look at those qualities, it seems to be a really very impressive. And what it means is that we have to reconsider the way we have examined ancient social systems, as well as more recent historical societies, and think about how we should judge complexity, whether we should even do it in those terms.
The axe is traditionally seen as a precursor to the development of agriculture, the kind of technological development that spread across Europe, hastening the end of the Stone Age. However, in Australia, the invention did not spread across the continent. For Peter, this is a sign that we need to move beyond Western categories of thought.
As an archaeologist, I find that we're in a double bind. We're challenging the conventional Eurocentric view of historical Aboriginal societies, but we're also challenging the view that Aboriginal societies have remained static. So we've come to a point where we're going back and re-looking at the way that we can reconstruct a human past for Australia, and trying to not be so judgmental, but try and understand the activities that people were involved in their daily lives, how those social systems evolved and transformed, and what the contexts of those were.
For the Australian Museum's Indigenous officer, Laura McBride, the news is confirmation that Western science is finally catching up to Indigenous knowledge.
Well, we've always known the lengths of Aboriginal history. It's always been a battle trying to express this in mainstream Australia. So studies like this are important because they go against generally what mainstream Australia thinks about Aboriginal Australia pre-colonisation. And this thinking's long been used to justify the displacement and ongoing negative treatment of Aboriginal people. So the find is significant, and I hope that more scientists and archaeologists work in this space.
The stone axe isn't the only evidence of Aboriginal technological innovation. The Australian Museum collections hold the world's oldest grinding stone for bread, which predates the ancient Egyptians. Laura says that our failure to recognise these innovations until now is further proof of the damage the colonial mindset has dealt Aboriginal culture.
The way in which these things are viewed is also connected back to the way in which Western culture views Aboriginal culture. So if we look at the significant element of the whole land ownership debate, the concept of terra nullius, because we didn't have land ownership systems like Europeans in which we fenced our land and held title deeds on paper, Westerners assume that we didn't have land ownership. This is directly connected back to things like the stone axe and Aboriginal bread making, in that there was a significant and complex culture in Australia. It just was conveniently ignored.
However, Laura is positive that the stone axe will not only help to tell a global story of human history, but help Aboriginal Australians make a connection with their past.
When things like the axe is discovered and there's empirical evidence that it was the first technology of its type, for me, it just helps me have more evidence to try and break down stereotypes to non-Indigenous people about who we are as a culture. There are people in lower socioeconomic circumstances that would this would really strengthen their identities and give them more resolve to be able to find out more about their culture.
Australian Museum Indigenous Officer Laura McBride ending that report.